There is a vice presidential debate next week. There's also a debate in California between two Democrats running to replace Barbara Boxer in the U.S. Senate. The state's Attorney General, Kamala Harris, and Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez are the candidates. It is the first time that both candidates for a Senate seat in California are Democrats. Joining us for this week's Senate Tracker from San Francisco is Scott Schaefer, senior editor at KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, for people who have not been following this race, why are there two Democrats?
Well, this is a made-in-California election. A few years ago, the voters here passed Proposition 14, which created a top-two primary system. So for all legislative races, the top-two finishers in the primary go on to November. So we don't have a Democratic and a Republican nominee or a Green Party nominee. It's the top-two finishers, regardless of party. And so this is the first open seat for a U.S. Senate seat under this system, and the top-two finishers were both Democrats. So that's who's facing off in November.
And there are more firsts here. Loretta Sanchez would be the first Latina in the U.S. Senate if she's elected. Kamala Harris, the first female, first African-American, and first South Asian-American Attorney General for California. Let's listen to a little bit of her speaking at a town hall this summer at the California Labor Federation Biennial Convention. She touched on a number of issues, including the drought.
Despite the climate deniers in Washington, D.C., climate change is real. We in California have been the canary in the coal mine, and I believe we are the solution. We have been experiencing a drought for years. The country needs to be smarter and can look at California as a leader on how we do that.
Scott, tell us more about Kamala Harris and what other issues have come up with her.
Well, as you heard in that clip, Jeremy, she is really running against Donald Trump in some ways. Of course, he's very unpopular in deep blue California. And so she's been using some of those national kinds of issues, immigration reform, to get attention and to really run on. She, you know, she's been attorney general for a few years now. She was district attorney of San Francisco before that. She's against the death penalty, which is somewhat unusual for attorneys general. And she's also got sort of a rising star profile. She's somebody who people see as a comer, somebody who could eventually be on a ticket, say, a vice presidential ticket. Her name was kicked around even for the U.S. Supreme Court, which I never took seriously. But nonetheless, she's very connected to the Obama administration and to the Democratic establishment. Both Obama and Biden, as well as Governor Jerry Brown and the lieutenant governor out here, have all endorsed her. So she's very well connected.
What about Hillary Clinton? Has Hillary Clinton made an endorsement in this race?
I don't believe she has. Actually, Kamala Harris's sister works for Hillary Clinton. But, you know, Kamala Harris was a early supporter of Barack Obama in 2008. Hmm. And my guess is that, you know, the Clintons haven't forgotten that. Not that that's not necessarily why they're not involved. But I can also imagine they don't want to get involved in what's essentially, you know, a fight between two Democrats.
All right. Well, let's hear about the other Democrat, Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, who represents California's 46th congressional district. Amazing how many they have in California. She is in her ninth term, and here she is on the House floor recently calling for an expansion of social programs to help families.
These families struggle to feed themselves and their children. They struggle to save for home. They struggle to live the American dream that we all yearn for. And that's unacceptable. That's why I support expanding programs, which I believe help and provide a social safety net.
What more should we know about Loretta Sanchez?
Well, you know, she's very passionate. She's very authentic to her supporters. She's not very scripted. She's the daughter, Sanchez is, of Mexican immigrants. She's also a member of the House Committees on Homeland Security and Defense Committee as well. And she's also known out here for a little of that, the flip side of that authenticity and the lack of being scripted. She shoots from the hip a bit, and she's gotten into some trouble over that. She's offended Native Americans with one comment she made and Muslims with another. So she does get in trouble with her tongue sometimes.
I noticed she was endorsed by a Republican member of Congress in California, Daryl Issa. How do you explain that?
Well, he's actually the only Republican member of Congress who has endorsed her. You know, because there's no Republican running for the U.S. Senate, it's kind of a dilemma for Republicans. What do we do? I mean, in terms of voters, 12% of Republicans volunteered in the last field poll that they wouldn't vote for either one of them. And so most Republican members of Congress have taken a pass on the race. Issa is an exception. You know, he's got a tough had a tough primary in June. He actually barely came out on top. His district is changing. There's more Latinos. And so while he's not necessarily on the short list of endangered Republicans, he may have calculated that embracing a Latina Democrat would help him in his reelection bid.
What are the polls saying about this Senate race?
We had three polls in the past week, and they showed very different things. I mentioned that field poll. That's sort of the gold standard in California. And it showed Kamala Harris winning by 22 points, leading by 22 points. But then we had an LA Times poll that showed her up by 14, and a Public Policy Institute of California poll had her up to, by just 7. So that's a huge spread, and no one's really sure exactly what accounts for that.
But one thing we do know is it'll be a Democrat in the Senate from California after this election is over.
And a woman.
Scott Schaefer, senior editor at KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.